Listen to this news. South Africa prepares new export strategies as AGOA. Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen has voiced serious concerns over the impact of newly imposed U.S. tariffs on South African exports, highlighting the potential fallout if South Africa loses its benefits under the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA. Addressing the National Assembly on Thursday, Steenhuisen said his department is proactively seeking to widen market access by strengthening existing trade agreements with partners such as the European Union, Japan, and China. "We are really taking full advantage of the full variety of goods that are there, as some of the products that would probably see some curtailment in the United States market, and find other markets for those products," he stated. Steenhuisen warned that the tariffs pose a significant threat to the country's agricultural sector, noting that U.S. exports account for about 6% of South Africa's international market access, particularly impacting citrus, wine, and nut products. "Losing duty-free access would be a huge problem for these sectors," he said. He added that while efforts to maintain strong ties with the United States Department of Agriculture continue, including the appointment of an agricultural attaché in Washington, the first in many years, South Africa must prepare for the possibility that AGOA benefits may end later this year. "We need to hope for the best but prepare for the worst," Steenhuisen remarked, explaining that the department is exploring new markets such as Japan, Vietnam, and Thailand to cushion potential shocks. When questioned about AfriForum and Solidarity's controversial visit to the U.S., Steenhuisen declined to comment on their motives, emphasizing the need for decisions in Washington to be based on accurate information. Responding to further political questioning, he maintained his position as a government minister rather than a party leader, refraining from engaging in partisan debate. IMEX sector, Japan to boost imports of soybeans and corn to ease tariffs.